This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
To declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Please, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear here and declare your independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. We're continuing the conversation with a good friend, Nick. Nick owns RVSolarConcepts.com here in the Phoenix, Arizona area, and is a son of a good, very, very good friend of ours, and we've known him since he was small, and he heard all our rhetoric, you know, freedom-oriented, whatever, you boomers, you know, what are you talking about? Then he started a business. And it got involved in free trade and solar and China and Trump administration and Biden, and he's sharing what he's learned with us. You know, individuals out there in the desert, or they would have groups of three or five or eight. It's like, you know, Conestoga wagon train. They circle the wagons, and they're out in the middle of the, and they'll be there for months because it's nice. You know, it's a hell of a lot nicer in Wisconsin, I can tell you that, you know, in the winter. So, that summer, not so much. They're not out there in the summer. But it is, I mean, you can expect just in the area around Quartzsite, which is, you know, it's growing. Quartzsite's gotten a lot bigger. I mean, it's yeah. Becoming a concern. But the then they get City 5, and they go, ooh, how are we going to, we can write some tickets, man. We're going to make some money on
how much
RVs.
Does this show bring in? We need some of that.
Yeah, you guys are doing it wrong. Where's our cut, you know? So that's a whole other thing. But the, the numbers are ridiculous. You're not even going to believe it. It's at least 100,000 RVs in the desert. 100,000. I'll bet you it's more now.
Yeah, I know it's more. We scheduled a booth during COVID. We didn't end up going out and doing setting up our tent, but working with, I think her name's like Nikki King or something like that is the lady that owns it. She took it over for her father who passed away, and she's running the show now. And we had asked, like, just what to anticipate, you know, being out there. And she said, literally, the million number is not, like, an exaggerated number. They have over 1 million RVs that come through there in a 30-day time period. But, yeah, to your point, probably 100,000 at least are camping in the surrounding BLM areas.
It's like a senior citizen rave parking swap. Thousands and thousands of 10x10 of I groom dogs, I do leather belts, I tattoo eyeballs, I whatever the hell they do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's everything. Any and every. And the man doesn't like that because you're out there exchanging dollars and we're not getting a cut.
Yeah.
You're doing it wrong, you know. So wherever there's commerce, wherever there's free trade, wherever there, you know, there's some parasite in there with their hand out, you know. When you get successful, that you're always a victim of your success. Here comes, you know, a Sherwood Forest Sheriff of Nottingham or something is going to go get his, you know. So that's kind of what you ran up against. You're in an industry, you're doing well, and they want to make a point of something. So let's get into what happened. You know, when you sent Bob and I kind of, you're going, there was something had you upset. What was it?
So basically, we went to put in another order for more panels. We probably do 2 to 3 panel orders a year of between 2 and 500 at a time. So we put in an order, and we get our paperwork. We send the paperwork over to our broker, who's a professional. This is all he does, is deal with all this tax loopholes and anti-dumping and all these things that come into play. And I'll define some of these terms for the listeners so they understand what's going on. So we put it in, and he starts pulling up our paperwork from last time just to kind of compare and make sure he's doing the same thing, you know, relatively that we did last time. And he notices that our paperwork from importing the last set of panels has been flagged.
And, by what?
Right, I don't know. Whatever institution that does that, CBP, which is Commerce and Border Protection, are the ones that run the tariffs and collect the money and do all that when you bring stuff into the country. So CBP has flagged our last one, and we start asking him why, and he had checked a box. They have all these codes that you can look up, and each one is assigned to a percentage that you have to pay. If your item falls into, you know, 49.100.31, that costs this much to bring it in the country. I guess he looked over our shipping paperwork, and he never saw the word crystalline. So you have two types of panels, monocrystalline, which means it's made out of one sheet of silicone with all of the traces embedded in it for creating the power. Or you have a polycrystalline panel, which is a bunch of fragments and pieces that they kind of melt together.
Mm-hmm.
So the efficiency of a poly panel is a little bit less than a mono panel.
How much? I keep hearing this, you know, mono versus, you know, what's the difference?
So you'll see, like, oh, it's 250-watt mono panel, a poly panel, and then they'll hold it next to a 250-watt mono panel and be like, well, I was told that monocrystalline is better. I mean, it's better in terms of, like, sizing. So you'll have a panel that's rated the same in a poly versus a mono panel. And the only difference is the poly panel, to get the same output generation, is going to be a little larger in
size.
Well,
I mean, how much? 10%? 20%?
An inch. 2 inch.
So nothing.
It's almost nothing. Yeah.
So whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Very, very little difference. So where was I going with that?
Well, if it was a spaceship, you might care, but, you know, it's...
If you're very limited on square footage of where you have
Well, he was checking boxes and...
Okay, you know. Right, yeah. So he was looking for the word crystalline, because that's how they put it in the lingo for the tariffs coming in.
Right. He had the harmonized code of the blah, 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 yeah. blah, blah. This is... Okay. Let me take a little bit. This is what got me to be an activist. This was it. It was freaking Nick get pissed off. You know, the man did... This is how it happens, okay? The, they had what they called import and export duties, and they would have different countries would have different, like, if it had wheels, it was taxed or tariffed like it was a car, a tricycle. You ship a tricycle, radio flyer down to Australia. Hey, that's got wheels, man. It's like rubber and round and stuff. That's a car at 70% duty.
Yep.
70%, damn it, it's got wheels. Okay? So then you're going, yeah, but it's not really a car, and it's kind of bicycles. Or how do you... So they would have... It was called the Uruguay round of the GATT Treaty. You know, the GATT Treaty, you hear about whatever the hell that stands for. So this is back in the late 80s. You know, this is when United States trade representatives are, you know, they're negotiating a contract for America with Japan, and then after they get it done and they, you know, the little something under the table, all of a sudden now they go work for the Japanese company the next year and they're lobbyists for it. This guy is corrupt as hell, all right? This is my first exposure to government. It was corrupt as hell. They had the Omnibus Trade Competitiveness Act of 88 and how we're going to America. Been to America, you know, and it was just corrupt as hell. So then they had this harmonized, you would hear on the news all the time, our trade deficit is a trade deficit, if we need, got trade debt, we got fixed trade debt, there's a number. We got this, you see this number? We got a number. And this number, is we telling you all about this number? We need a dial or a switch or a knob to change that number. We got to massage the number. Number's bad. So we're going to fix that number. So it was, you know, this kind of power to do the stuff that's going on with you. So what they did is they do a harmonized code, means that it's the same for Finland, America, Japan, whatever. We're talking about the same thing. There's tricycle, toy, bicycle, whatever, and there's cars, you know. So it's got, that was the attempt. So I don't know where it is now, but that was the goal, is that we're going to harmonize all this stuff so that we can track easily what industry we're protecting, we're not, we're tariffing, what country. So they need a number and kind of they do the dial. In there, in these negotiations, when you get the right lobbyist going to the man and saying, hey, man, we don't have hardly any production of solar or whatever, America, and we can make a bunch of money if you, like, tax the living crap out of those guys, and then we can, you know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
So.
Or eliminate competition.
Exactly.
And then, hey, I'll eliminate everybody who's bringing anything in over here so that you guys can do it all, and that'll boost your sales 100%. You give me 25, you keep 75, and everybody's happy.
That's how you lobby, you know. So it's everything's up for sale. So the solar industry, and this is one thing why I got so many panels from you before. Why I got my, you know, wiring, why I got my inverters, why I got my batteries sitting out there in boxes still.
Yeah.
You know, because I was afraid they wouldn't even be available. You know, or the cost, the price go up, or when I really needed them, because I got to build, first thing, well, you got to worry about, I got to worry about power. I can't do squat out in the middle of nothing until I got me electricity.
Yeah.
I need electricity. So we're going to do that. We got that taken care of. But now I know I'm going to need more, so I want to do that. And then we came across this. So go ahead, or came across this, and then I'm going to definitely need more. So they had passed something. Which administration did? Was this a Trump thing?
Trump put in that 30% tax that was supposed to decrease by 5% per year for 5 years, and then that was where it was going to stay. So any solar module coming out of China was going to be 30%.
Okay, solar module, what do you mean? You mean the actual frame?
No, it does not have to be framed, although it does specify all that stuff in their documentation. It's basically any PN junction that creates power as a result of having UV light exposure.
PN?
Yeah, it's going to get way deep into electronic jumbo that nobody cares about. So, but they get that specific with it. That, like, the terminology is you can't fight this any other way. There's no gray area. Like your bicycle tire example that's like, well, this is a tire, that's a tire.
Can I get some more coffee, please?
It's not going to be like that because they've described it so well into the inner workings of the science of how it even creates power, right? And then they put size restriction stuff down there, too. So it's 20 micrometers is the limit. If it's larger than 20 micrometers, which is like 0.002 of a millimeter.
What's larger with the actual connection?
The thickness of that. Silicone wafer that gets put into a panel, a rigid panel, the wafer itself, unless it's less than 20 micrometer, which is like impossible, that's like a fuel filter is filtering out at that level. You know what I mean? So very small. So unless you're smaller than that, then the tax applies. So they've got you in size and they've got you in jargon.
Yeah, lawyers defining, we don't get some.
Oh, yeah. You've got to be a damn near lawyer to understand half the stuff they put out on this stuff. So
that's way done on purpose.
So the things I pulled some blurbs out of that to give to the listeners here that we'll go over, I'm sure, in a little bit. But it was 27,000-page document.
What?
27,000 pages.
And the reasoning was just gobbledygook.
Yeah, just lose them in the literature.
So what page are you on?
I pulled it. I just did Control F, finding relevant details.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse, Nick.
Yeah. So we had sent the information to the broker, all the shipping information, and they are very coy about how they do it overseas. I think they have people that know and are reading our laws and finding out how to keep supplying us stuff without us getting taxed so that we keep buying from them. So if you scan...
You want a coffee or drink or anything?
No, I'm good. Thank you. I scanned all of the paperwork, and the word crystalline didn't appear in any of the paperwork they gave us. Only mono. It said a mono panel. So you have a guy who's a broker who doesn't know anything about all the stuff he's allowing people to bring in. He sees mono. He does a search for crystalline. Oh, I don't see crystalline on here. I guess they're not crystalline panels. He marks the box of other. cool. We get the shipment in. It's a couple grand to come in and get shipped to us. No big deal. So then we place this order, the most recent order, and he starts pulling up our stuff to make sure everything, you know, comparing. And they have a 12-month cycle, apparently, of, like, they review all your paperwork. And in that 12 months, if they decide, yep, everything looks good here, they swipe it, and it's off the table. They'll never look at it again. Ours was quarantined for further investigation. So then he starts looking at this like,
was it just yours?
I mean,
we don't like Nick.
That's all we're looking at, right? That's all the guy cares, my broker cares about my stuff because I'm asking to do it again and bring more panels in.
Yeah.
So he sees that and he starts looking around. He's like, I'm going to look a little bit more into this and I'll call you back because this doesn't seem right. Then we start getting emails from him like, hey, we need proof that you, that you've installed all of the panels you brought in last time.
Well, you did, right?
Yeah, how am I going to prove that?
Fred said he did.
Like, I don't know. I don't know how you're supposed to prove that to them. But
you did an affidavit of the people you installed it on.
But I didn't have to do that on the first round. He didn't ask me for that.
Does that matter? So, happened, man.
So I'm looking at him like, well, why now do you need that information? He's like, oh, a lot of stuff's changed. And he sends me this blurb, and it's just insane. It's insane. They retroactively will tax you. So this is probably a good point to get into this. The biggest one is anti-dumping. Anti-dumping is what Trump tried to do with the 30%. Let's hike up the tax to decentivize people from buying overseas and make a higher incentive to make it here, right?
Right.
He's trying to boost
the
economy here. So that's anti-dumping.
Which, of course, the plan was that that percentage goes down every year over like 5 years or something, like a sixth or whatever, and then it goes away. Just kind of, all right, you want some fascist help from the government? Fine, we give you 5 years over here. You can't do it by then. You suck anyway.
Yeah.
So he does that. Well, did they ratchet it down? They just keep it up. They do. You know, they're not ratcheting down anymore. What did they do?
So as soon as that was over, it was a 4 year period from 2018. So January 23rd, 2018, he put that in, and it was supposed to dial down. And then June 6th, 2022, Biden signed in Presidential Proclamation 10414, so 104 and then 14 after that. And that basically declared an emergency to exist in our economy,
of course,
that we were deficient in power. So the state immediate action is needed to ensure access to a sufficient supply of solar cells and modules to assist in meeting the United States' electricity generation needs.
America.
So we're shutting down nuke plants all across the country.
America.
And then we're saying, oh my God, it's an emergency. Now there's a proclamation, right? So then it's an emergency, apparently. So that proclamation basically authorizes the Secretary of Commerce to extend during the course of such emergency the time to perform any act. That's how it's written.
Hey, wait. Say that again.
It extends. The proclamation authorizes the Secretary of Commerce mm-hmm. to extend during the course of such emergency.
Whatever that is.
2 year time limit on this. The time to perform any act.
Okay, what does that mean?
I don't know what that means, and I don't know where the limit of that falls.
And to perform any act.
So the proclamation.
Wow, that sounds scary to me.
The proclamation also authorizes the secretary to allow the importation of certain solar modules from certain Southeast Asian countries.
Oh, those bastards.
Free of collection of duties and estimated duties under anti-dumping until the 24-month date after the proclamation or until the emergency is declared terminated. So either way, whichever one happens.
That emergency, they want to nick money.
So 2 years. They gave you a 2 year. We're in an emergency, so there's going to be no fees, I guess. And then now they're coming in with this. So we have Trump putting in the anti-dumping tariff to kind of move business of that nature back over to the states. And then Biden declares this, you know, fake state of emergency, which voids all the tariffs and undoes everything he does, which I'm guessing is a way to, hey, we're gonna boost you guys back up. So if he's got, you know, ties in China, which, you know, if you watch...
He love him some Chinese.
Okay. If you watch a little bit of the news.
So let's make sure we get this right. Trump comes in, I got the power, watch this pen, okay? We're going to do a tariff 30% and give you 5 years for you guys to ramp up and get your stuff going and competing in America, okay? Yep. Biden comes in and did away with it, added it more, extended it. I'm not really sure what happened.
From how the proclamation reads, is it takes all fees from Southeast Asian countries, and it's nothing. You can bring them in for free now.
Okay, it's free.
So,
but
I think that's where we fell in. So that's where we just happened to come into this thing, and we send our initial paperwork the first time we imported, and yeah, it's all good. Cool. And then now the proclamation is just about over. We're like 6 months, coming up on 6 months, and it'll be done. And now everything's changing, and not only is it changing, but they can also backdate those tariffs to what you should have paid beforehand.
But you weren't supposed to.
You didn't have to bring it in, but that doesn't mean you don't have to later.
Okay, whoa to F up here, whoa. So they're going, we are saying you don't have a tariff now, but then it's coming back. So the ones that you got before were retroactively saying you got to do it unless, because maybe you bought a bunch and stockpiled and put them in a warehouse. So if you installed them, then you don't have to pay it. But now,
yes,
you got to go back and demonstrate or show or affidavit from, and I got to get hold of a guy or make up a guy or something that, you know, we installed them.
Yes.
Sounds like you got paperwork due, man.
Here's where the thing lies, though. How many companies do you know out there? Renogy, Victron, Battleborn is now doing panels. Like, everybody's on board with it, right? Because it's so easy to find a contact overseas and start getting these things made. Well, they don't install them, right? They bring them in, they brand them, they sell them. Selling to another entity does not fall under being utilized, quote-unquote utilized.
Okay,
for this
you
purpose.
Utilized them.
I did, yeah. So now, yes, for me.
Well, you're not paying their tax, you know, for Renogy or anything, are you?
What do you mean?
Well, they've got the panels. They stored them. They wholesaled them to you. They didn't install them, you know. So they might go after them for the money. Hey, you owe me because you didn't install them. You didn't use them.
Well, we import our own, so we don't go through a third party at all. We're straight from the manufacturer with our logo and all of our stuff on it. It comes right.
Okay, so
it.
You just got to show that you used them.
Yes, for the
so,
purpose.
You know what says that? An affidavit. There's an affidavit. I swear to perjury of it. God, I did it. Bite me.
Yeah. So I don't know what kind of information they're going to need to be happy with that. We'll find that out as we go. But I pulled this piece of information straight off of the website, the CBP, the Commerce and Border Protection website, on their frequently asked questions.
Was it frequently?
Oh, I'm sure it's frequent now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. In Minnesota, flags are flying at half-staff to pay tribute to two police officers and a paramedic who were killed while responding to a domestic abuse call in a Minneapolis suburb early Sunday. The tragic incident occurred in Burnsville, where a suspect in a house initiated gunfire toward the first responders. Authorities have confirmed the death of the suspect during that shooting. As the deadline to fund the government approaches, Congress has entered a two-week recess. Lawmakers are slated to return to Capitol Hill on February 28th, just 2 days before the March 1st deadline to fund certain government agencies, while the rest must be funded by March 8th. Former President Jimmy Carter has been under hospice care for a year, the Carter family issuing a statement Sunday expressing gratitude for the numerous displays of affection they've received. During his time in hospice care, the former president marked his 99th birthday and mourned the loss of his wife, Rosalind. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
That just want to be left alone. And those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information to detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda. But we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides an understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears is already mature.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. We're continuing our conversation with Nick from RV Solar Concepts. RV Solar Concepts. I know this young man is the son of a good friend, and I've known him since he was young. He goes in the Navy. He comes back. He works at a nuclear power plant. He starts doing solar generation for his fifth wheel, going out in the desert, doing man it, working great, everybody wants it, starts a business. Very successful last 5 years or so, and then the man retroactively going after, you owe us tariffs on, kind of, what, when you paid your tariff, your, that was a deposit. And we got years to be able to come back and say, you owe us more. Oh, he got libertarian eyes now. He grew up with this kind of rhetoric and freedom-oriented and watch out for, and now he knows, and he's sharing with us.
But I pulled this piece of information straight off of the website, the CBP, the Commerce and Border Protection website on their frequently asked questions.
Was it frequently?
Oh, I'm sure it's frequent now. So the anti-dumping paid at the time of port entry are considered cash deposits of an estimated duty. Okay? So you're leaving a cash deposit of an estimated duty that may change later.
The purchase price, they send you an invoice, and you pay it, and they go, hey, man, that was estimated.
Yes. We're getting there.
We'll get to you later.
We're getting there. So, the amount paid for your anti-dumping duty, which is based off of the total price. So if you give them your paperwork, let's say you paid $100,000, you sent it over to China, Vietnam, whatever, right, for your goods. So your goods come in and they give you a bill of lading and it says, hey, it's $100,000 worth of stuff. Okay, we're taxing you on $100,000, the $100,000 of value of the product. So that would be the anti-dumping, whatever percentage of that is. Mm-hmm. So that's what you pay. And that's paid at the time of entry and is known as a cash deposit, like we just talked about, of the estimated duties. The final amount...
No, wait. I apologize. All right. I want to make sure I get this right. There's two prices here. One is the actual cost of the goods.
Yeah, you're buying that no matter what.
It's $1,000.
Yep.
$1,000. There's a separate bill for the tariff.
Yes, for bringing it
okay.
in.
Okay, so the tariff, they say, this is the tariff, pay this, you pay it. But that's estimated.
It's estimated.
We may come back later and tell you it was more.
The final amount of
duties. Did they ever give you a refund? It was less?
Oh, no, it's never less.
No, never less. Okay, so you buy it, then they say, all right, this is the estimated, okay. Yeah. So fork that over. I found it next to my heart. I just estimated it.
Yeah.
You give that, and then you think you're done, young man. You think you're done.
Yeah,
you know, with this, and it says estimated right there in page, 23,732 that it's estimated, and then. This, go ahead and finish now. I just want to make sure I understand, where we're at in this.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I thought, like, the purchase price, that was part of the estimated bill. So you have a bill. They're paid off. They're done. You're done. The government has an estimated amount that you've given them.
Yes. So your deal with whoever you're buying stuff from has nothing to do with anything they're doing. But as soon as it arrives at the port in the United States, now Customs says, oh, what'd you bring in? Oh, that and $100,000 worth at this percent, this is the estimated amount you owe us. You have to give it to them or they will not release the product.
So you give them the estimated amount.
The estimated amount.
It's not done, but it's estimated.
Yeah.
You can take your stuff with the estimated.
Which they don't tell you.
This is extortion, man.
Which they don't tell you. They don't tell you any of that. The broker's like, hey, it's $2,300 for shipping and the tariffs.
Did you read your 27,000 pages? Ignorance of the law is no excuse, Nick.
So the final amount of duties owed is not determined until Commerce conducts an administrative review to establish final anti-dumping rates on past entries. In other words, the final duties are assessed retrospectively on prior entries, and the amount may increase, decrease, or remain unchanged from the cash deposit paid at the time of entry. This is where it gets super good. After Commerce sends instructions to CBP on the final rate for the entry, they'll issue a bill for any increase in duty plus interest. Now you're paying interest on the amount that they didn't disclose that you may owe later.
You know, the mafia doesn't do this.
At least they're up front.
Yeah, I mean, you know what you're dealing with, you know? You just make a deal, and it's a deal. It's done. This is amazing. It's the mindset behind it. Just the idea that they do it this way. That's just stupid, you know? Before we continue, I just need to know. Is this something you're willing to challenge? Just this concept, this principle? Or are you like, well, we'll deal with whatever. I'll screw you. I'll go bankrupt and start up as another and you can bite me.
Yeah, we've already started that process.
Really?
Moving all assets into another LLC. before we get the paperwork that says, hey, you owe us like $200,000 now for things that happened 4 years ago. Yeah, I'm not giving you that. We're bankrupt.
You know, this thing, because I'm looking at the, what the benefit to America was. It's not a benefit to rank and file, the people, the free market. It's just organized crime.
Yes.
I mean, this is why, you know, a lot of the things that we've done as you've grown up, all the crap that we've done, you know, is because of this. It's just, I go, two things. One, make them make you. And two, make them say it! Say it! Say it, somebody, say it! So they go, yeah, we have the power. We're going to do what we're going to do because we can. Says right here, black and white, ink on paper, if it sucks to be you.
Yep.
You know, and then whatever they think they can get away with or benefit something. I mean, it's just so criminal. But would you put it as, oh, bureaucratic, oh, it's just kind of, or would you kind of put it in the category of it's a crime?
I don't know how you can tell somebody one price for something. And indefinitely, that's another thing I found out from the broker, the retrospective... retroactively taxing you is indefinite. They can do it whenever they want for as long back as they want.
Wow!
And he told me that he dealt...
Want to kill an industry?
He dealt personally with a guy who owned like a remodeling business who got a contract for every Motel 6 in America. He was the guy. His company was remodeling every Motel 6 in America. So... He obviously didn't have, you know, the resources, the furniture, all the stuff required to do this on hand. So he starts buying all of this pre-built furniture from overseas and shipping it in. Paid his duties, paid that. His estimated cash value, mind you, that's what he paid when it brought in. 10 years after, they came back for the rest and put him out of business. Done. Game over. It was like tens of millions of dollars that he now owed. For bringing in furniture that at the time was fine. Now it's not fine. You owe us $10 million.
You didn't read page 23,000. Yeah. You know?
So,
dummy.
We'll just continue through this last piece here because...
We got time, man. I want to get all this in.
So they issue the bill for any increase in duties plus interest. So you pay to bring your stuff in. You don't know if that's the full amount or if they'll come up with a new amount. But if there is a new higher amount... Whatever you didn't pay them that they now say you owe them plus interest for however long it took them to do the paperwork. So you don't even get to...
Whoa. The time for them to do the paperwork? What, you're paying them for doing paperwork? I mean, what, say that again?
So, like I read just a little bit ago, the final duties are assessed retrospectively on prior entries, and the amount may increase or decrease, right? And that is... Sent from Commerce sends instructions on the final rate, and they'll issue a bill for that increase, but it's only after they conduct an administrative review of your paperwork.
So it's whenever they get to it.
Correct.
So it's a pile.
And then,
I tell you, one of my first experiences when I was doing activism stuff and whatever, it's a long story, but I went to Washington, I go to the Small Business Administration, okay? I just like this SBA thing. Small business. What do they do? I go to Washington, have a meeting with them. I go in there, literally, it looked like someone puked paper files in their office. It was just stacks and stacks of manila folders and files. It was just paperwork everywhere. I go, what the heck is it? Oh, these are applications for and kind of processing them. We're getting done. I'm like, wow. That'd take them years just to go and hundreds of thousands of man hours. I'm like, look, I'm going, who are you people? So you're saying that's what we're dealing with. There's paperwork. Somebody's got some paper somewhere, a paper, and they, well, we're digitized now. We'll get AI go through it, and it'll maybe take half a century. I mean, so this is government getting to it when they can, or they ask them to go through it. They're going, we need some revenue. We need to, you know, affect some businesses. You know, you guys start doing some work. During that time, that's penalties, interest, back retro, whatever. By the time they finally get to it, or whenever they feel like they want to get to it, or it's a
trove of money, revenue, they can fund cousin whatever needs a job in bureaucracy or something. So this is not customer service. I guarantee that.
No, there's no rush.
There's no rush. So I'm and retroactive. Now, talk about the interest also. There's some on, not only do you owe what above what it was estimated, but there's some interest involved here, you said.
Yeah, whatever the amount unpaid. The difference between your cash deposit to release your goods and then the amount they come back indefinitely for later and say, oh, that shipment actually qualified under this one here, so you owe us X amount of dollars. So whatever the difference between the money you paid to get your stuff and the money you're saying they owe now, that also has interest accrued on it for the time period in which it took them to do the
paperwork. That's good. What's the interest? I mean, 1%?
Unspecified.
Oh, man.
It is not in the document.
Oh, man. This is good. Okay, go.
On average, this is from their own website, cbp.gov. This is their own website.
We already spent way too much time on this.
On average, this entire process from the date of importing takes approximately 3 years on average.
Wow.
They're going to come back and say, hey, 3 years ago, you brought this in, and you only paid $2,000, but you should have paid $10,000. So now you owe us $8,000 plus 3 years of interest because it took us that long to figure it out. How can you run a business thinking that your expenses are this?
You can't.
And then find out 3 years later, oh, hey, all that stuff. And so for the listeners, 300% is the tariff on solar panels that fall into a certain category. That's what you owe. So if you spend $1,000, you owe them $3,000 just to take it. You've already paid the company to make it for you. So if we put in $100,000 for solar panels, import them, I've already paid $100,000 to the company that makes them. That's a fair deal. But then they ship them out, and when they come in, they say, oh, solar panel modules, let me look up that code. Oh, that's a 300% tax. You owe us $300,000, or you can't take them.
Okay. All right, this will ring true. This is exactly what got me to be an activist. This is how it happened. My father manufactured Alcan Traveler, which was a camping trailer for pulling behind a Goldwing. You know, they're touring motorcycles.
The Honda Goldwing?
Yeah. My dad had an Aspen Cade, you know, whatever. He's pulling this little trailer. Well, he made it himself. He got tired of, you know, the tent. And he goes, man, can I just... So he built this thing. He retired, and he just built this thing out of plywood. You know, and he put, you know, one of those Airstream mono suspension on it and it had a tonneau cover on it. You took it off and it folded out, you know, bent metal. And it was 30 seconds, boom, it's a tent and it had a storage thing. And everybody, like you, they go, woo, I want my solar too. I want my trailer too. I want. So one of the guys that was in his motorcycle club thing had a fiberglass manufacturing thing in the Salt River bed, you know, down South Phoenix down there. So he goes, well, we can do it. My dad was creative, you know, he was, you know, made models and so on. So he made a plug, exactly two models. He had the storage camping one with a pop out. I'll pull it up. It's pretty pimp. So he does that. All of a sudden, man, he's got orders from all over the country. They went into Wing World, Road Rider Magazine. Woo, we want to do it. European Union, before that, they had travel restrictions that were taken down. You didn't have to have a passport to go from, like, you know, France to Spain or something, right? So everybody wanted these shipped over there so they could tour Europe and the little cobble streets of, and I got my own plant pull side of the road, like the RV on a motorcycle. It's an RV on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Boom, pop it open, you're good. So I start, I go, Dad, we got, at that time, the buzz was all Merca. We got export Merca, Merca, that's how I know about harmonized codes and all this kind of stuff, Merca, all right? One of his competition from Australia was called a Camperoo. It was same thing. If you had the trade duties they did with Canada for 10 years, they had zero duty shipping anything into America. 60% for him to ship his stuff to Canada. Go to Australia, 70% had freaking wheels on it, okay? So the Camperoo shipped their product to Canada for assembly, and they had zero duty coming in the U.S. 70%
to go to Australia, 0% Australia to go through Canada come in, and all they did was put the wheels back on.
Yep.
See my point?
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell makes these deals? It was on 60 Minutes. We're making a big kind of woo-hoo. They're going to becoming a thing. They do a deal. Then you find out the United States trade representatives are making these deals, and they make a deal, and then they go get a job working for the country they were supposed to protect against. You know, it's so much. I saw it wholesale in writing, this kind of stuff. It's called the Omnibus Trade Competitiveness Act. It was a book about an inch thick, and it was just, I read that whole damn thing highlight, go, whoa, I know what this is. They taught me in junior high. When you mix government and business to the point you can't tell the difference, it's called fascism. And I went, holy, how do they get away with this stuff? Election law. They, you're not allowed to run and compete because you, no. You get to choose from communist candidate A or fascist candidate B. Okay? That's your option.
Yeah.
So that's why me and your dad were activists, because it started with exactly the next generation, Nick. Welcome to the world, man.
Yep,
you know? Now water. You understand the motivation of a lot of this crap that we do. It was this.
The water's just a little hotter for my generation now. They're just slowly increasing.
Yeah.
Turn it up just a little
bit.
Well,
you want one world government, you get one world evolution. That's, you know, the star system's leaking between the fingers, man. I mean, no, here it comes. So that's why I wanted to do this, because I knew it was going to be some crap like this. This is how they do it, you know. So go ahead and finish this. But I just want you to understand, it was a whole generation of activism, a whole generation of this sucks, a whole generation, read my lips, no new taxes, and then they do it. Oh, we got to, you know, clamp down on the militia, and the people got guns and everything, because, well, you know, they threw off the British Empire over taxes, over this kind of crap, the Stamp Act. That's what all this stuff is. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. And I go, what happens? I don't know, but it happens.
Yeah, the original, right, was no taxation without representation.
You didn't get represented.
Now,
you didn't get informed.
Now your quote-unquote representatives are borderline just getting put in against your will anyways. So really, yeah, okay. Do I technically on paper have a representative? I guess. Or is he listening to what I want? No.
No.
So what does that mean, really?
No. It means I got to go to Moscow to get free. Oh, man, it's so bad. All right.
I saw something just the other day that was the new American dream is to leave America. I'm like, damn, if that ain't the truth.
Yeah, it's getting it. You know, the one thing is, I used to, you know, kind of, you know, that's what usually happens anyway. You know, people just screw this. But it's worldwide. There is no other place.
Oh, yeah. There's very few places, if you start looking, that they either don't accept immigration, like Poland. Poland is huge. And like, all right, we don't want your doctors. We don't want your scientists. You could keep it. We're doing all right for ourselves.
Yeah,
and then he says,
worry.
You know, your guys' problem is everywhere else in the world, migration. Immigration. You're allowing poison into all these places. And that's a whole other time.
Yeah, I know we can go into it, you know, another time. But it's just interesting, you know, that you grew up, you know, a little kid, you know, with this kind of buzzing around you know, and Bob and us, you know, him running for Congress and us doing their stuff and that. And you, yeah, it's kind of your government bad, freedom good, government bad, I get it, you know, whatever. And then, bam! You get it now?
Yeah. Get any sort of ambition or any inkling to branch out and do your own thing.
Exactly.
Nope.
You want to see the future of a country. This will ring more true with you now that you've experienced this. You want to see the future. You look at what's incentivized and what's punished. What was punished? Being productive,
yep.
Innovative, business, on your own, doing it. They got all this kind of, well, we wrote it down on page 20,000 something. You know, they punish productivity. They punish success. They punish, you know, with the progressive income tax. You made a little bit more. Oh, I mean, you really owe some money now. You know, this is, and then on stuff you bought years ago, and they, you know, they punish that. What do they reward? Sloth. Inactivity, dependency, you know, disability, sitting on your buttness. I mean, you know, so if you reward this and punish that, what's going to happen? You get more of this and less of that.
Yep.
So this is, it's a revolution between the ears. The realization of this kind of stuff is everything that certainly Donna and I, and your dad's been a big part of it too, that we understand this and been working on this. Because why? Because we knew it was going to be Nick sending us a text going, what the crap? Oh, yeah. Oh, it sucks, doesn't it? So, I mean, I hate to make light of it, but it's just, we've been sitting here going, hey, you're going to get your rocks, Gordon, man. You got it. They squared up on you. All right, go ahead and finish your thing.
Yeah, it's just, seems like it's ever progressing. But so, yeah, so that's pretty much the little box that we're in now, is we're waiting for our 3-year time period of this thing that got flagged to come back and say, oh, you know, no, that thing you brought in, that's 300%.
Are you going to try and go through the process of bankruptcy before you even get that? Are you in a hurry? Or
no, I'll wait. I'll just, you know, we'll continue operating as is and just make sure that on the asset side for, you know, our own protection, that the business, when it closes, will have nothing. It'll own nothing. It'll have nothing in the bank account. Yeah, cool. All right, take it.
So you've done, like, LLCs or whatever you do. Have you done a trust or a personal league kind of?
We don't have a trust yet. I've been looking into setting that up. I've actually contacted Bob because I know he has one with, you know, it's a family trust, but it's very similar. So I was going to get in touch with his representative or lawyer, whoever does that stuff for him.
Yeah. You know, Don and I are, you know, we're in the process too, getting the land, because they're going to come after Ernie. I see your name on some paperwork here, boy. You know?
Yeah.
Oh.
So there's a date of termination. The date of termination of this proclamation is June 6th of this year, 2024.
Okay. Of which proclamation? The Biden's thing?
Yeah, the emergency that we're all in so they can bring in solar panels for nothing and boost sales in China, I guess.
But they're going to get what they're not going to cancel whatever they think you. They're going to wipe out all this competition. And this is one thing. It's compliance officers. They always have these big corporations. We got a new job for somebody. It's called a compliance officer. It's his job to read the 20,000 pages.
Yes.
You know, it's his job to make sure that, you know, you don't get what. So big corporations, that's a 0.5% of maybe something, rounding error. If it doesn't matter, we can afford this guy to sit there and read paperwork. Okay.
Right.
Or be a lobbyist. Is usually what it is. And, you know, a compliance officer, will I comply with paying off a congressman? That's what compliance is. So, you guys are competition.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.